So here we are at Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Pasha, Let's Dance the Night Away. Yes, that's the name of the brand new 2017 show from the dancer and personality who has scored more tens than any other professional in the ever popular BBC One series Strictly Come Dancing. And after seeing this show, I'm sure it will be a 10 from Len, the recently departed from the show judge Len Goodman. Well, once again, Pasha presents a show which is packed with original dance content with his fantastic dancers. You've got two guys and two girls. You get to enjoy all your favourite dances, and I would say with the trademark Pasha twist. Their stunning costumes and diverse music, much of which is delivered with real power by vocalist who I believe was Lisa Marie Horn. Sadly, I can't name check as no programmes were on sale, and sadly for fans of Strictly, they won't be able to purchase a souvenir brochure. Well, certainly not at the Harlequin Red Hill. Now, the Harlequin Red Hill really is a lovely theatre, great space, very friendly, and you can always be sure of a warm welcome. And it's a lovely space in which to welcome Pasha and his fantastic dancers, as I say. Of course, it was all about the bass, Megan Tranter's song, one of the modern songs accompanying the dancers, and on this show it really is all about the dance. There's some chat as well, but it's really the dancing does the speaking. But on this show, we do get to know a bit more about Pasha and Anya. And Anya Garnes, of course, his partner, absolutely wonderful dancer, and so is Pasha. Now, we get to see them up personal and close up, as more so than we did last year, as we're taken from their start from Siberia through the use of chat on the big screen and on stage. We go on a journey with them from their Russian roots to New York to London on their dance odyssey. Now, the flow of this show doesn't come from Latin followed by ballroom. It's more about the feelings behind the dance and the discoveries which took them from their dance studio to championships around the world. Now, it's definitely a nod to the dance studios, as there were two inclusions from the talented child dancers of the Reigate School of Ballet with two uniquely modern routines. Now, I loved all of the dancing, and it was all the dancers performed with real passion and soul, and I really enjoyed Pasha and Anya's duets. When they very heartfelt, one particularly accompanied by a very poignant Russian song. Now, I love the contrast of a sensitive rumba into a passionate passo. With the music choice, it had a real Lord of the Dance feel about it. I adored Pasha's fiery character contrasting with Anya's alluringly cool character. In a white dress, which was as glorious as all the rest of the costumes, she really acted as the ice to quench his fire. And that worked really well. Now, Anya's a beautiful dancer, so lithe-limbed, she slides and glides effortlessly and is so smooth. And coupled with Pasha's very strong, purposeful and passionate moves, they really are the perfect partnership. Now, I really adored the sexy, sassy, fossy type routines. And again, this show is all about contrast. And in one particular fossy number, you'll see Pasha as you've never seen him before. Now, I won't reveal any more other than to say he very much gets in touch with his feminine side. Now, whilst there's a heartfelt thread of the couple following and pursuing their dance dreams throughout, and we very much follow them on this journey, there's lots of humour throughout, and some populist dances as well added into the mix. And of course, the much anticipated audience participation. Now, you never quite know what to expect when it's a show created by Pasha. He takes you down one avenue before U-turning and surprising you with a comedy twist. Now, the music choices really are emotive and instigate passionate dance moves. And as diverse as their dancing is, taking us through the ballroom and the Latin with a twist, their music choice is always unique as well, ranging from Shostakovich's Jazz Suite to tracks like Human by Rag & Bone and other soul, dance and disco tracks, also including Russian dance music as well. Now, it is all about the dance and indeed where dance takes you. And as Anya said, she found on that journey that everyone understands the language of dance. And in this show, there's no need for translation. It translates beautifully onto the stage. Now, Anya passed on her pearls of wisdom for one dancers as well, to believe that you are enough. Well, Pasha and Anya proved that they are certainly more than enough. They are world class. And that was the review for Pasha Kovalev and his fantastic dancers with his special guest dance partner Anya Garnes for Let's Dance the Night Away, which was at the Harlequin Red Hill on the 17th and the 18th of March. Now, to find out about more shows that are coming up at the Harlequin Red Hill, do be sure to go to Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment Radio. Of course, that is www.brooklandsradio.co.uk/World of Arts, and you can find out all about what's coming up on the March and April tab. And, of course, if you want to know more about the tour dates, Pasha's got a full tour, which goes on till way past May. And you can go to www.pashakovalov.co.uk/tour-dates.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.